Think of the excitement of getting a new job and that big question, where will you sit? Well, rookie lawmakers drew lots today to figure out what office they'll have while in Washington. NPR's Juana Summers says this glimpse of the procedure, which on occasion includes dance steps, even basic gymnastics.
This is Capitol Hill's version of the Hunger Games. It's part spectacle, part luck, and a ruthless, fast-moving process where you're lucky to get exactly what you want. We're talking about the freshman office lottery. The difference between a working space with a nice view and one jammed on a high floor that's more like a glorified broom closet. It's one of the few times as a politician when measuring the drapes is okay. New members were called to the front of a room in alphabetical order to draw a numbered disc from a closed wooden box.
Okay, so when I call your name, please come up, draw a button out of the box here. You can't see in there. We don't have any spiders or snakes at the bottom of the box.
First up is Congressman-elect Pete Aguilar of California, who did a good luck dance.
Mr. Aguilar drew lucky number 13.
And next was Rick Allen from Georgia. No dancing there.
Mr. Allen did not dance, and he chose number 50.
When they got to the letter C, Virginia's Barbara Comstock walked up.
Ms. Comstock.
She pulled out a disc. It didn't look good.
Ms. Comstock drew number 57.
Dead last. She took her seat as her classmates applauded and offered their faux condolences. Further down the line was Gwen Graham, the incoming congresswoman from Florida. New members tried out any number of rituals, lucky dances, blowing on their hands. One member even had an aide's wife do the honors. But Graham had a secret weapon.
Ms. Graham.
Ready?
Paul Woodward, the husband of Graham's campaign manager, had just done a backflip straight down the center of the aisle.
It's easy for him. Are you kidding? He backflips like we walk.
It seemed to pay off for Graham.
Graham has drawn number 6.
That gives Graham a choice of plum offices, but she claims not to care.
I really am just so, I do not care. And I know probably you hear that from a lot of members, but I don't care.
Those who get stuck with bad numbers know where they're likely going. The dreaded top floor of the Cannon House office building. It's tough to get to. Some elevators don't even go that high. Saying there are close quarters is an understatement. One staffer called it Congressional Siberia. For Comstock, there was little point in checking out potential digs. She'll be stuck with the leftovers.
I had actually talked to Congressman Robert Hurt, who pulled the last number in 2010. So we were laughing about it before, saying, well, hey, you've done fine, so we'll be happy to with whatever we get.
How bad could it be? When she first started working on Capitol Hill as a young aide, she was stuck in a dreary building then known as the House Annex. Juana Summers, NPR News, the Capitol.